The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of Talking Metal. What we're going to do on today's podcast is something a little different. We are going to bring you an episode of the Mars Attacks podcast, which features Victor Ruiz. A lot of you guys know Victor. He's been doing some of the Talking Metal live shows with me that we've been podcasting after the fact. So today, we're going to give you a sample of his podcast, the Mars Attacks podcast, which you can get on marsattacksradio.com. It's also on iTunes. Be sure to subscribe to it there. And soon, might be 2 months, it might be 4 months, I don't know, probably sometime within that time frame, we are going to have a second RSS feed called Talking Metal Digital. And what that feed will do is bring you all the podcasts that are available through Talking Metal Digital. Right now, it's a total of three. It's Talking Metal, Talking Rock, and Mars Attacks. So we'll keep you posted on that additional RSS feed. It'll allow you to, again, get all the podcasts over one feed, and then we will still have the individual feeds, too. So anyways, this is a sample of what's to come on Talking Metal Digital. It's Mars Attacks featuring Victor.
Things have been a little light in the collection plate these last few weeks. But I would like to thank you all for coming this Sunday, like every other Sunday. There's one other announcement that I would like to make. And we would like to mention that this is the first time that Mars Attacks podcast is officially on Talking Metal Digital. Can I get an amen from the congregation?
Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Can
amen.
I get a hallelujah from all y'all?
Give it up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Say it, preacher. Say it. Sing it.
Yeah. Preacher.
Say amen. It. Brothers, amen, sisters, listen to Talking Metal Digital and the Mars Attacks podcast.
Preach on, brother!
Hey, this is Chuck Billy from Testament right here on Mars Attacks.
Hey, this is Tim Ripper Owens.
This is Bobby Blitz from Overkill. You stay tuned.
Hey, this is Ron Bumblefoot Fall of Guns N' Roses, and you're listening to Mars Attacks.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is Dave Windorf of Monster Magnet.
Hello, everybody. This is Michael Kiske talking.
Hey, this is Richard Patrick from Filter.
Hey, everybody, what's happening? This is John Bush, and you're cranking it up on Mars Attacks.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Don Jameson from That Metal Show on VH1 Classic.
Hey, this is Kurt Winston from Crowbar.
Hey, this is Richard Christie from the band Charred Walls of the Damned.
Yeah, this is John Schaefer from Iced Earth.
Hey, this is Rex Brown from Kill Devil Hill.
Hi, this is Conrad Apeace, and you're listening to Mars Attacks.
Now!
This is Benny Apeace from Kill Devil Hill, and you're listening to Mars Attacks.
Now!
welcome one and all to episode number 78 of the Mars Attacks podcast. The episode is finally here. Been on vacation, been sick, surprise, surprise, and just had a lot of other stuff going on and haven't been able to put this podcast together. Actually, I've had this podcast edited for a while, the interview portion, and that would be with Mr. Brian Tichy. Brian actually played with some of the members of Dokken, which you just heard, on their TNN project, which I dropped the ball on that one. I should have used their version of Tooth and Nail, but I'll get into a track that he worked on with TNN a little bit later on. And anyway, this is the first episode that I can officially say is part of Talking Metal Digital. Did that intro there in the spirit of Dusty Rhodes. I was actually listening to the Steve Austin podcast, catching up on that. Had Jay Moore, and they did the whole Dusty Rhodes imitation a bunch of times. And actually something that I've done quite a bit throughout my life with my friends. Friends that have, you know, been into wrestling and whatnot. And if you haven't checked out my other podcast, The Incoherent Ramblings of Victor M. Ruiz, I talk about wrestling from time to time, TV shows, you name it, sports, depression, blah, 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 and it's on there. And have a great time talking about all that stuff. And the music isn't always metal. Sometimes it's just rock. Sometimes it's Spanish music. Sometimes it's techno. It's mashups. It's whatever I want it to be, you know. I love doing this show. Sometimes, you know, I need a kick in the ass to do the shows because, you know, I get pretty self-conscious with some of the stuff on here, whether it's good, whether it's not good. And let's face it, you know, I'm in the third world here, basically, in Spain, in the middle of nowhere in Spain. You know, I look at a lot of other podcasts like, you know, some of my good friends that are part of the Cast Iron Ring. And, you know, from time to time, it's heartbreaking, you know, when you're after a specific artist and their publicist or their manager says, oh, you know, they're not doing interviews right now. And boom, Iron City Rocks has Chris Jericho. What the fuck? You know, I've been after this guy for 2 years. You know, manager said this, his one label has said that, the other rep at the label has said the other thing. And, you know, I don't want to shit on anyone because, I mean, Fozzy's on Century Media, and Century Media has been really good to me. I realize that 50 million people request him, but it sucks that, you know, you have certain shows that get everybody, and you got my show, who a lot of times, you know, I got to dig around and find people that maybe aren't as requested, or maybe, you know, whatever's thrown my way. I try to, you know, interview as many people that I like. For example, there's someone that was pitched to me not too long ago where the guy's considered a guitar god by a lot of people, and a lot of people enjoy what he's done. Hell, my guitar teacher, guitarist of Angelus Apatrida, a Spanish band, which is also on Century Media, absolutely loves this guy. I'm sure he would eat his dirty underwear if necessary. And he's had me, you know, try to learn some of, you know, this person's songs, and I don't get it. I'm just not into the band. Always seen them as, unfortunately, as a, like, C-level metal band, you know, and it's, I don't know, it's probably just me, and, you know, there are people that I interview that, you know, I don't know, that I don't love, but, you know, I try to stay true to a lot of things, you know, things that I'm really into or whatnot. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, you know. Anyway, so yeah, I interviewed Brian. Brian gave me some of his comments for the Classic Albums column. The last column was for Iron Maiden's Power Slave, an episode that I thought right off the bat, long time ago when I was planning this out. You know, Maiden for me, as I said in the episode, you know, it's Kiss and Maiden are my all-time favorite bands. You know, it's 1A, 1B, depends on what given day. You know, one, you know, I love one more than the other. And, you know, I figured, wow, you know, this is going to blow up. You know, Power Slave, Maiden, just such huge names. And you look at the numbers of who's listening, who isn't listening, and it's crickets. It's nobody, you know? And not that it's nobody. There are plenty of, you know, people that get in contact with me and say that they like this or they like that. You know, they contact me via Facebook or Twitter or send me emails or, you know, leave messages right there on the page. Some of them I, you know, choose to not make public on the site. And others I do. You know, there's some where, you know, people insult. You know, there was someone who was just ranting and raving about one of the guests. And he was like, oh, you know, this guy doesn't know shit about metal or doesn't know this, doesn't know that. You know, come on. Okay, so if you know anything about my show, you'd know the importance of a certain guest or another person that I've had on multiple times. Am I going to bag that person? No. So, you know, whatever. You're welcome to send me whatever comments you want, but, you know, if we're really going to get to the meat and potatoes of things, you know, I'm not into bagging people, you know, or if not, I would have mentioned, you know, the person that I just didn't want to interview. Anyway, keeping things going here, Deftones just released a video for a track that I've played a few times on various shows and whatnot, and I do feel that it's one of the best tracks to come out last year. The track is Swerve City. It kicks off their album. I don't know how the hell you pronounce it. Koi no Yoken. Whatever that may mean. Song is cool. That's all I know. So here we go. Little Deftones with Swerve City. Deftones there with Swerve City. If you want to hear these songs in their entirety, go out and either purchase the tracks. You'll find links to iTunes or the Amazon store, which we have set up in conjunction with Mars Attacks Podcast and Radio, or Radio and Podcast. And buy it. If not, go to the widget or the player on the homepage of MarsAttacksRadio.com, and you will find a player that will allow you to listen to the Talking Metal digital stream. And on the stream, you'll be able to hear tracks that are featured during the podcast. So go to that and check it out. Another interesting thing that we mentioned during the last podcast is that we have an 800 number. It's actually an 888 number. It's a toll-free number. If you want to give us a call, let us know what you think. Call 888-920-2473. And if you leave us a cool message, we'll play it back or we'll give you a shout out. Also, if you want to get in touch with us via email, you can do that by sending an email to input@marsattacksradio.com. You could also follow us on Twitter, MarsAries2005. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/MarsAttacksRadio. We have the Google Plus community or whatever you call it. Haven't updated that in a while because really no one is following. And the other thing, you know, if you like what you listen, you know, help spread the word. Also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher. If you've got an Android, you could listen via Stitcher. And what I really want to ask you guys to do in this, you know, I understand that it's a pain in the ass for a lot of you people, but if you really like this show, please go to iTunes and leave us a comment. I just got an email the other day about a possible sponsor, but the issue is we don't have, you know, too many people that have left comments on iTunes. Or, you know, as I mentioned before, the numbers seemed all right for them. But, you know, it would really help if you guys help out with iTunes. Please, 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 please leave us your comments right there on iTunes. We would be eternally grateful if you do that. What else are we going to get into here? Well, let's get into a little, been receiving a lot of different promos lately. Honestly, I've, you know, been listening to a lot of stuff that, you know, people would bitch about. Oh, you know, that's not metal, man. So, let's see what we have here. Let's play something off of the new Monster Magnet. The name of the album is Last Patrol. It's going to be out next month. Let's check out a little sound sample of the title track, Last Patrol, by New Jersey's own Monster Magnet. We'll be right back. go. A little Last Patrol by Monster Magnet. Mentioned before the Amazon store that we have opened. And been mentioning this the last few episodes. If you want to help us out, you could either donate right there on the homepage to the PayPal account. You can also visit one of the affiliates that we've signed up for. And what that basically means is with Amazon, with iTunes, with a bunch of other sites, what we have is a partnership going where if we send business their way, they give us a slight kickback for any purchase that's essentially come through us. If you go to affiliate stores, which is on the right-hand side of the MarsAttacksRadio.com website, you'll find links to Amazon. You'll find to what used to be Buy.com. You'll also find links to, let's see, GoDaddy. You'll find links to Audible.com, eMusic, iTunes, as I mentioned. Let's see, another site called Radio, which we have the links up for. Godlike, which is a company that sells musical equipment. You've also got, what else, American Musical Supply. You've got ZZSounds.com, Sheet Music Plus, Tiger Direct, Art.com, Posters.com. For any type of posters or paintings or things that you might want to check out. There's actually some cool stuff on there that I'll probably actually purchase once my home remodel is finally done later this year. You've also got Rock.com and you've got RockandRollActionFigures.com. They've got all types of different merch that you don't tend to find on other sites. You've also got links to the WWE Shop. .com. You've got the FX as in FX, the channel.com, or I'm sorry, the FX shop. If you're interested in like Sons of Anarchy or Justified or things of that nature, you could find merch there. The HBO shop for all your great, I was going to say Crown of Thorns. Crown of Thorns is a band with John Beauvoir. Jean Beauvoir, if you want to pronounce it correctly. Game of Thorns. All your Game of Thorns merch or Broadway Empire is on there. What else? Metal Militia, which is a lot of great, great like AMA motorcycle gear. They sell there. And when I say AMA, I mean it's a lot of racing stuff. It's a lot of dirt bike stuff. Cafe Press, which does the Talking Metal t-shirts, Geek Gear, which is a bunch of different, you know, sci-fi and geek-related stuff. And then you've got oddities like, I made up these links, and actually I can't read what they are. Hold on a second, let's open them up. Gonna be as real as possible here. Headlineshirts.net, they've got some really cool stuff where it's, you know, just fucked up mashups of, you know, different topics, for lack of a better term. So you've got that, and actually this opens the Metal Militia. I screwed that link up. Huh. I will have to investigate. Anyway... Is that right? Let's see. This goes to Metal Militia. Let's try it again. Yes, indeed it does. And Metal Militia actually offers suicidal tendencies stuff as well. So check that out. They've also got ladies' clothing. And I should say the stuff started out as being like dirt bike and motorcycle apparel. And it's sort of, you know, crossed over into what... you know, Affliction and companies of, you know, of that type do. But they've got a lot of great, like, you know, caps and backpacks and jackets and things of that nature. So there's a lot of cool stuff. And for the ladies, you've got, you know, purses and, you know, all types of different, you know, pants and tops and things like that. So, yeah. So all that great stuff. Check that out. Anyway, let's get on with some more music before jumping into the interview with Brian Tichy and playing a little bit of his bands. This is Spiral Arms. Spiral Arms is a band that I've known of for quite a few years because I downloaded two demo tracks way back when. And the band is, I mean, the person that you're going to know the most out of this band in all likelihood is Craig. And I want to say Lo Cicero is the last name. It's Italian, that's for sure. He's the guitarist in Forbidden, or at least when Forbidden was around. Not sure what their current state is. But this isn't exactly Forbidden. This isn't, you know, thrashy. This is more hard rock than anything else. And let's play the track. They have a video for this up on YouTube. Name of this track is Dropping Like Flies. The name of the album is Freedom. So let's check that out. Dropping Like Flies by Spiral Arms. Let's get into a little bit of the track Nomad by Something Onto Nothing. This is the track, or this is the band, I should say, that Brian Tichy formed with Sass Jordan. Tony Stewart, former drummer of Godsmack, is also in this band. And interestingly enough, Brian plays guitar within this band, The Sun. And like I said, Brian was nice enough to come aboard, talk a little bit about his band, and talk about various different albums for the, I almost said Talking Metal Classic Albums column, for the Mars Attacks Classic Albums column. If it was a Talking Metal Classic Albums column, it'd probably get a million more hits. So, but anyway, help spread the word. That's the bottom line. What else about Brian? Brian is actually, I always ponder this. You know, what band came the closest to being from the area that I grew up in, North Jersey, North Central Jersey? Actually, it's Dillinger Escape Plan because they're from Morris Plains, but one of the next towns over from Morris Plains is Parsippany, New Jersey. This is where Brian Tichy grew up. You can look at Wikipedia and it says Denville, New Jersey. Denville is where St. Clair's Hospital is. So yeah, he was born there, but he grew up in Parsippany. So that's that. So let's get into a little bit of this interview. Or actually, let's get into a little bit of Sun, then get into the interview. This interview was done back in May, right before he joined Queensryche for a little bit. So he references that a little bit, and he talks about a bunch of different things, like the Bonzo Bash, which he puts together. He talks about putting Sun together, obviously, being called the Dave Grohl of metal by Eddie Trunk, things of that nature. So there's a bunch of different interesting topics that he touches on. So let's listen to the track Nomad and jump on into the interview with Brian Tichy.
Right now for me is you know, Sun when it can. Sun and the Bonzo Bash coming. Bonzo Bash is coming up, and this Queensryche tour I'll be doing. Okay, there's one thing that I did want to mention. When you talked about playing the Aussie stuff and not sort of just saying that you're the fill-in guy. I know a lot of people, when they saw the footage of or when they saw that you had started playing in Sun, started playing guitar and everything, I had the Return of the Comet was the name of the album, where you do Rip It Out all by yourself. And one of the things that I was always grateful for your rendition of Rip It Out was that I remember as a kid, and growing up as a drummer, nowhere near the the drumming capacity that you have, but growing up listening to that Ace Frehley solo album and just being so used to certain fills with that, going out 10 years later and hearing, I guess it was, or seeing the Frehley's Comet live plus four, and having Jamie Oldacre play Anton Figg's parts, and having him like totally like blow the parts, like they were something completely different. It just sort of, you know, it was like someone sticking a knife in my heart, you know. So I can appreciate exactly what you were saying about, you know, trying to nail songs and trying to play them as close to, you know, the original as possible. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, there's certain, you know. Once again, you can't say one, you know, it goes one way for everything, because it doesn't. You know, bands change. Right. They want you to play a little differently, or they've interpreted their songs differently, or you want to stick true to some of the stuff. And then there's some things that have to be what they are. Like David, mm-hmm. David Coverdale was super flexible. He didn't say shit to me. He just said, it's like he just kind of just trusted me, and you have to, you know, and that's great. He trusted me enough to, you know, to allow me to just play the drums in his band. And I guess if it was all screwed up, he would have said something. But,
right.
You know, I'm hoping that I have enough experience where I can go in, and maybe I'm not going to play it exactly like this drummer, that drummer, this drummer, but I'll try and
right.
stick to the same ballpark. But then there's certain songs, like, you know, there's certain songs with Foreigner. You know, I don't want to mess with any of that stuff. These are radio hits. I want to, you know, if I do anything, I just might try and like slam it a little harder as far as like a visual, loud, hard rock thing, you know, on the drums, but mm-hmm. you know, keep the parts the same. And with Ozzy, you know, it's like, you know, some of the stuff I try to keep like the record, some of the stuff you keep like Tommy Aldridge, some of the stuff you're mm-hmm. listening how they play it now. You know, it's always, you know, you just got to kind of look at what you're doing for who and who you're doing it for, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So, but yeah. So, you know, just hope that you're being smart about it.
Right.
Yeah. So. But Ace Frehley or whatever playing a Rip It Out, like there's, you know, I love that song. I love that drum take. So I don't, you know, I want to. That was the whole thing. A tribute to it. But you know, with this Queensryche stuff, I'm gonna have to really. Just listen to I write charts, you know, I like write stuff down. Mm-hmm. I like proper charts for myself, just so I could commit it to memory. And then if I have questions, I already wrote the answers down. You know what I mean? Like, I wrote it
right.
down. So like if I'm on song five and I look back at song one and I don't remember what happened in the middle after the solo, like there it is, you know, and then I go, okay, mm-hmm. right. You know, it's just, that's just how I do it, you know. But I guess it could be a little nerve-wracking if you let it, but I just have to
right.
do what I got to do.
The whole thing with playing Queensryche, I have to go back to an interview that I heard Eddie Trunk do with Gary Cherone, and I actually caught up with him at a Kiss Expo years later. And I mentioned this to him. It was the day after the interview, and I sort of applauded him for something that he said. He had mentioned that a lot of people were knocking him for becoming the lead singer of Van Halen. And he basically said, if you're a fan of Van Halen growing up, Eddie Van Halen asks you to play on his album, you don't say no. When Whitesnake comes along, when an Ozzy, when a Queensryche, things like this, if they're bands that, as you mentioned, you know, you were into The Warning, you were into this album or that album, you know, who in their right mind that can pull the stuff off says no?
Yeah, if I was, you know, totally busy with something else, like, I did actually switch a plan around with Sun. Like, we had plans because we have
three Bonzo bashes in a row, May 30th, May 31st, and June 1st, which is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday in New York and New Jersey. And I have to wake up the next morning and go to Montreal to start with Queensryche. You know, so, you know, the plan after the Bonzo bashes was a bunch of Sun stuff. But the Sun stuff, we were about to start putting it together. And I was like, well, wait, you know, we can put that together. But if I take advantage of this now and do this month, you know, like I want to do it, it's going to be fun. You know, it's work as a drummer. And but there's like there's more to it. You know, with everything you do, it can open up other avenues, right. You know. So I'm trying to like, you know, if we had a locked in tour already, you know, like it was dates booked and we're all like locked up, I would have probably just committed to Sun. But now we might be able to take this month of Queensryche and I do what I have to do there. But we have now maybe a little more time for me to set up some other stuff with Sun and there's just like it's stuff I can't really say this is definitely happening or not. It's just like there's some other ideas. I was like, well, if I do this, can't we also kind of tie this in or tie that in and plan around this and that, you know? So also because Sun is a, you know, baby band and it's like we're on a, you know, we're not on some kind of big full blown budget and we you know, if everything's new, you know, so you got to plan around like what can I do? What, you know, I do have to work, but I also, you know, I've tried to balance that with Sun. So, you know, it's not an easy balance, you know, none of it's easy. So for now, but also do, you know, there's always also a part of me that misses, you know, that wants to play drums like on something like this and go kick ass and hopefully do a good job. And, you know, and I enjoy playing live, especially, you know, June in the US, that's a lot of fun. That's going to be cool. And it's not like I'm, and the difference is it's not like, you know, they say, can you start next week and go till December? Like that would be a whole other thing. That would be like, okay, you mean stop everything and go, you know, this is like filling in for Simon Wright for a month is not like Simon's done and we need somebody, you know, next week for the rest of the year. That's a whole different thing, you know? So it's like, well, you know, people are like, why would you quit Whitesnake and join Queensryche? Like, dude, it's not even close to that. It's like, that's like, you know, that's like, that's like saying, you know, yeah, you know, why did you stop at a red light and let that car hit you? You know, it's like, well, because the car kept driving and hit me. It's like, it's yeah, I got hit, you know, but like, I didn't let the car hit me. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just two things that are happening, but they're not, you can't say it in a certain way that, you know, I can't stand when people do that. Like, well, why'd you do this and then do this? It's like, no, they were separate. They're not together. There's no like one led to the other. It's just one thing happened and then time went and then another thing happened, you know, and then there you go. So, but but it'll be cool. You know, I'm not saying that I wouldn't do anything if they said, you know, it's a whole year commitment. I'm just saying it's not like that. It's just, it's a month. So, and you know what, there's another side of, you know, if it was only one show, it'd be like, whoa, that's a lot of work for one show. So it's kind of like a month is worth putting all that time into prep, you know, prep and learn the songs, you know? So, it'll be fun. And,
yeah, I think a lot of people also don't realize that there are very few people out there that can, you know, commit to living off of just music. And by doing things like this, I'm assuming that, you know, that's the case for you. People don't correlate that to their everyday life where everyone jumps from job to job just to put food on the table as well.
Work is work and that's what I'm saying. There's a much bigger picture than just like, you know, how it looks when you read something, you know, in the press. He's not doing Sun at all. It's like, well, you know, I can't create, I can't sit at home and just say I'm going to book a tour and make it financially successful so we can like stay on the road and I can't just make that happen. You know, it takes like a lot more than just saying I want to do it. I mean, if it was that easy, we'd all have bands and we'd all be on tour and we'd all be like paying our bills through doing it. It's like not that easy. So, you know, and so I respect anybody that's gotten into a level where they can live off of it. You know, I mean, you know, okay, I'm doing it as a drummer, but Sun's not doing it right yet as a band on its own, you know? So it's like, there's a balance.
Right.
But yeah, it's cool. It's all cool. It's all, you know, it's all big circle of stuff going on at the same time. And, you know, hopefully it all keeps me busy and I'm happy doing it.
Okay. Was reading an interview. We keep mentioning Eddie Trunk has a lot to do with where we're from, but
yeah.
I read an interview with Eddie, with Jeff Tate, and he went out of his way to mention that, that you were a lot like Dave Grohl in a way, in the sense that you can play drums, you can play guitar,
and that you have a killer voice. What do you say to someone complimenting you in that way?
I think we're alike because we both probably just drink too much coffee. Hey, Dave Grohl has become like, you know, a pretty damn huge mighty force in rock and roll. You know what I mean? Like, for
right.
Like, come on. I mean, from the moment, you know, I mean, Nirvana's huge and all that, but from the moment he started Foo Fighters to now, it's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like that band's just like been what they are and hasn't stopped. And every, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. He's awesome. I have tons of respect for him. And I think he's an awesome, solid drummer. He's just like, he's not just, mm-hmm. I mean, he's one of the, come on, there's not that many guys that are like him. There's not many guys, you know, writing songs, writing singles, writing hits, fronting the band, playing the guitar, playing drums, one of the biggest bands, the band that like pretty much everybody associates with killing, like, you know, hair metal and that whole genre. It's like, you know, he was, you know, living that, like, that insane, you know, nobody could have saw that coming. And then he took it mm-hmm. and took advantage of it and went for it. And he's doing what he loves to do. I think it's awesome. But I don't know. It's pretty easy to say anybody that plays, drums and guitar might be able to sing is, oh, you know, it's like, you know, Dave Grohl's like the most popular guy doing that outside of, like, I don't even know, you know, I mean, before that, you had a guy like maybe, you know, a drummer becoming a front man, Phil Collins or, you know, whatever, Don Henley's, Ringo Starr, you know. But, yeah, as far as modern day rock guy, yeah, he's the cat, and he's awesome at what he does, you know. And but whatever, I don't know. I just think it's like, I guess it's just the easiest way to say it. Oh, he's a drummer and he plays guitar. So you just go, well, the first person I'd think of is Dave Grohl, you know. Mm-hmm. And where really, I mean, you know, Sully from Godsmack was a drummer, and then he's, you know, started Godsmack singing, playing guitar. You know, he's drummer first and foremost, you know, so that's yep. another dude that, you know, he's great at what he does, man. He's done amazing for himself. So I'm mm-hmm. just, yeah, I guess there's, you know, a few people that do that. And yeah, there you go. I'm a guy that grew up playing drums and I love guitar. My thing is I really put a time into, like, you know, there was a funny story, like, I was playing with Billy Idol in 2005 and we played, I think in Baltimore, at like some big radio festival, and Foo Fighters headlined it, and we played a couple bands before them, and at the end of the show I jump off the drums and my drum tech would get on for Moni Moni, and I grab a guitar, and somewhere in Moni Moni, Steve Stevens and I would do like a duel, like I'd play a lick, he'd play a lick, blah blah blah, and we do that, mm-hmm. you know, somewhere in the middle of the song, and then we finish the song and that's the end of the show, thank you, good night. And I'm there and I'm on the somewhere watching like one of those big jumbotron things or whatever, and Dave Grohl said something like, oh yeah, this next song we're going to do, you know, we're going to go into a jam thing. He said, so he goes, but, you know, I don't know if did you guys see that drummer, Billy Idol, did you see him playing guitar? You know, he's saying this to the stadium or whatever. He's like, well, I can't do what he did, but, you know, we're going to jam anyways or something like that. And I was like, wow, that's so cute. So somewhere when we were playing, he watched what I was doing. So after the show, because I'm friends with Taylor Hawkins, I went back there and he was like, dude, how did you learn how to do that on guitar? And I'm like, I grew up in the 80s, man. Yngwie, Randy Rhoads, come on, you know? Like, you know, just because I wasn't just playing like a Chuck Berry, like I was doing, like, you know, because I'm playing with Steve, so I had some licks worked out, you know, some speed picking lick and a whatever thing and whatever. But,
right.
You know, so it was really cool to be, you know, to have him take notice, you know, that was a while ago. But that's, you know, that's something that I when I picked up guitar, it wasn't just to learn a riff. I was like, you know, like I said, I was trying to learn Randy and Yngwie and Eddie and Lynch and Jakey Lee and DeMartini, mm-hmm. like I was way into those guys, like, you know. And then I went to music college and all I did was, you know, play drums all night, and in between I just learned riffs, learned guitar stuff from the guitar kids there. So I was like, you know what I mean? And then since then, you know, then when you leave and you're touring, your resume consists of playing with Vinnie Moore and Zakk Wylde and Slash and Joe Holmes and Doug Aldrich and Reb and Steve Stevens. You know, it's like I've played with some really, 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 really amazing guitar players, you know.
Right.
So it's like I've never, there's, you know, did I say George Lynch? Yeah, George, come on. It's like there's a lot of killer guitar players I've been around. So I'm constantly around these guys watching their technique, watching, you know, how they work their magic on their instruments, you know. So it's like, you know, it rubs off here and there. I love playing guitar.
Sure. Okay. And how different is it for you to write as a drummer as opposed to a guitarist?
It's writing is writing. You just write. You know, it's like, it's all the same. Same. You're just like, you know what I mean? You're writing a, a drum riff on the drums? Are you writing, have a title in your head? You have a melody, you have two chords, you have a cool riff, whatever it is, you know? Yeah, it's all just, it's just, you know, there's no difference. I don't even think about drummer versus guitar player. You know, it's just,
okay.
But generally, you know, you're writing on a guitar more or less, you know, I'm not really writing on drums. But I should, because maybe I've come up with the next fucking My Sharona, you know?
There you go.
That's, what is it? Fucking awesome. Or is it F sharp? I think it's, that sounds better. I think it's, I don't know. I can't remember. Yeah, but you never know. Maybe I should, because then you'd have, you could, who knows? Somebody's got to come up with the next We Are the Champions or We Will Rock You. I mean, We Will Rock You, or the next My Sharona, or the next intro to rock and roll, or the next whatever, you know, Wipeout, or whatever the drum intros are, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I think I got to, yeah, I got to, in the next Over the Mountain, or the next, you know, man, what is it? Oh, man.
War Eagles Dare.
Or Stargazer, come on, you know, or, you know,
right?
There's, you know, so many great drum intros, but drum intros are great. There's, you know, it's like, I think there's always, I don't know if it's on the Sun record. Oh, we have one. It's called No Way Home. It's got a cool drum intro. It's a different thing, but I mean, I think you always need. It's a little busy. It's not as hooky. It's more busy. It's more like a flurry of triplet busyness. But I think it's always good on a record to have one killer drum intro at least. That's
sure.
Make sure, no matter what, one killer drum intro.
How difficult was it for you to put Sun together? Obviously, you had worked with Sass Jordan in the past, but after all the people that you've worked with, I'm sure not only having killer players, but having people that that sort of mesh with you guys as well, personality-wise, is important.
How important was it for us to... For the band to gel? You mean like get along, you mean?
Yeah, to make sure that all the players were the right people their spots.
Well, you know, Michael Devin playing bass on the record, and technically, you know, as a, you know, being in the band and playing on the record and co-writing some stuff with us. And, you know, I mean, I wasn't worried about him because we're really good, we're great friends, you know. So, and Tommy Stewart, okay. I was buddies with from meeting him when he was with Godsmack. So, and I was in Ozzy, so it was 2000. We hadn't touched each other in a while, but we were buds. And it was like when we reconnected, it was, you know, I really, you know, I already knew he was a totally cool guy, but we hadn't like hung out that much. It was a long time since Ozfest and stuff, but he's a really good friend. He's a great drummer. And, you know, it's, you got to go by instinct. It's like, I know how he played Godsmack. He's a powerhouse, solid groove. You know, he's like, seriously, he's great, you know, and Devin is great. So it was more like, I wasn't worried. I just kind of was like, if they want to play, if they want to jam, learn the tunes, do some rehearsing, do some shows, great. And it was, you know, they made it really easy, you know, having friends like that are great players that are fun to be around. It makes it easy, you know. But, you know, right now, you know, if Sun gets rolling again, we have, you know, there's a couple buddies of mine that might, you know, be able to step in on bass, and if Tommy's available, you know, it depends on what we're doing and what he's doing. As always, it's always going like that, you know. Then you know, he's in there. But if for some reason he was, you know, in another band, or, you know, something happened, you know, we just, you know, gotta move forward. You know, like I'm not expecting miracles, you know, just because we think we have a cool record or something. Do I expect everything to stop for us? We just gotta, you know, take it as it comes. You know, okay, what's going on today? Oh, what's the offer? What can we possibly do? Okay, great. Let's go for it. Oh, what obstacles do we have to jump over? What hurdles do we have to, you know, get over? You know, just deal with it. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And out of all the people that you've played with over the years, you've mentioned obviously a bunch of legendary musicians. If you had the money and the time to put together an all-star band, no lawyers would get involved or nothing. Who would you put together in your band?
Well, am I on guitar or drums?
Whichever you prefer.
Well, I mean, if I was a guitar player in the band, they have to be alive. Like literally, like if I could really do this.
No, we can raise the dead. No problem at all.
Oh well, I mean, of course, okay. John Bonham on drums. Everybody's gonna say that. John Bonham and John Paul Jones on bass, Robert Plant singing. There you go. I'm done. Okay, that was easy. And if I'm on drums, Jimmy Page on guitar, John Paul Jones on bass, and Robert Plant singing. There you go.
There you go.
I mean, but, you know, I mean, would I love to do it with, you know, on drums with Jeff Beck on guitar and Paul McCartney singing and Chris Squire on bass? I mean, they can go on forever with this, you know. Do I want to do them on guitar with Thomas Hawk from Meshuggah on drums and Phil Anselmo singing and, you know, and you know, Chris Squire on bass again? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it goes on and on. Do I want to come on. You know, I couldn't. I mean, wait. I mean, come on. I'd have to put Steven Tyler on vocals. That's insane. I'd have to. That's like insanity. He's insane. He's just too great. He's too much. He's so awesome. Yeah, you know, all that stuff. I mean, whatever, you know, I could go on forever. I could give you 30 bands right now. That would be, you know, that, you know, if I was on guitar, I don't know if I was on drums, you know, but, that'd be awesome. But, you know, I couldn't pick one. I mean, really, you know, I couldn't. I mean, I guess if I had, you have to pick one. You have to really pick John Bonham. If I'm on drums, Eddie Van Halen, I mean, duh, you know, but then Alex Lifeson, then, you know, then I mean, it just goes on and on and on. It goes on. There's no end to it, you know? So Bonham, really, I love Chris Squire on bass so much. I love him. I love him. I love every. Like, I love Geezer. I love Paul McCartney. I love John Paul Jones. I love Geddy Lee. Like, those are the guys I love the most, probably. And I love, Tim Comerford from Rage Against the Machine. I love his playing.
Right.
I love him. I love his tone. I love his play. I just love it. But, you know, and there's Bootsy Collins, too. It's a whole other world, you know. So, but I don't know. I think of all of them, I think I just have the most. I don't know. I'd have fun with Chris Squire. Just like that tone, his phrasing. That's John Entwistle too. You know, Bonham and Chris Squire together is pretty insane. Like, that would be insane. Like Bonham and Chris Squire. Wait, hold on. Let's just go with that for today. Bonham with Chris Squire. I'm going to be on guitar just stumbling along and Steven Tyler singing. That is the band, dude. If I could play guitar. Tyler singing. So I get to write these riffs and songs. He gets to do his thing over. And then you have Bonham behind you and playing bass is Squire. Oh, my goodness. That's insane.
Would there be any space for you to play?
I wouldn't really have to worry about it. I mean, I just keep it simple on my side. let them take over. And, keyboards. Is it Bob Mayo from Peter Frampton? I think I'd go with him or something like that. On keys, and then but if I was on drums, I'd probably say Tyler on vocals. If we stuck with Squire on bass and we put Eddie on guitar, that would be insane. That would be pretty cool.
If you could play with a second guitarist, who would the second guitarist be?
If I'm on guitar too?
Yeah.
You know, you'd want to kill a rhythm guitar player because I'd want to play leads and stuff. You know, like, if the dude was playing leads and he was like an idol of mine, I'd want to play leads with him. I'd try and double it up and do some harmony stuff or whatever, I guess. But if I was like just going to be supported by a guitar player, I don't know. Malcolm Young. But Malcolm is Malcolm for AC/DC, so you're kind of getting that. You're getting like an AC/DC thing. I don't know. If it was me having to rock with a second guitar player and be, you know, and play respectfully and cool, you know, like where they get to do their thing and I could do, you know, whatever I wanted to do and it worked out really cool. I don't know. I think Slash is a really sensitive guitar player, but he thinks about what he's doing and he's sensitive to everything around him, you know? So I think he'd be really cool because I love his playing. I love how he, I love his attitude on guitar and everything. But maybe, maybe Alex Lifeson. That might be the dude. Like, maybe really Alex, because he can rage, he can shred, he's got it all going. And he's like, he's sensitive to Rush. You know what I mean? Like, he's got to play around Getty and all that's Getty's world and Neil's world. And he's got to fit in. He can, sometimes he's simple, sometimes he's busy, but he's got to be ready at any moment to do whatever. So yeah, I think I'd do Alex Lifeson because he can be big rock. He can be the big rocker with the limelights and stuff. Then he could be the intricate guy. Yeah. I think I'd go with Alex.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
If people want to find out more, or if they want to keep up with what you're doing, where should they go?
Facebook, my just, you know, Brian Tichy Facebook thing and my, you know, whatever, BrianTichy.com and Something Under Nothing Facebook and website, and Bonzo Bash Facebook and website. I think that would be, that's it right there. Something Under Nothing, Brian Tichy and Bonzo Bash Facebook, you know, that would be, that's pretty much cool. Find out what's going on. Yeah. Hey, what's up? This is Brian Tichy, the guitar player from Sun, the guy who's going to be doing some drums with Queensryche in June, and the creator of the Bonzo Bash, and you're listening to Mars Attacks Radio.
Sun coming off of the tribute album, the Kiss tribute album, A World with Heroes. When we had Mitch LaFana on a while back, he mentioned he wasn't sure when this would make it up onto iTunes or, you know, if CDs would be printed in the future. So if you didn't get your CD or weren't part of that
Pledge Music campaign. It's a damn shame because a lot of cool tracks on there. I enjoy their rendition of I Stole Your Love. I remember back in my college days had someone that had actually my cousin had asked me to record various Kiss songs for him. And I put I Stole Your Love off of Alive 2. At that point in time, it was the first track off of Side 3 of Alive 2 before it became, you know, CD or an MP3 download or, you know, purchasable via the iTunes store. And just to fuck with him, you know, I went in and I made like this whole mix up for him. I did it with two turntables and with a cassette and CD. And we had the studio mic there. And I actually added my own backing vocals to that track. And so we're listening back to it. And he goes, the fuck, man? You know, why'd you have to sing over that? I said, I didn't sing on it. Well, you know, I know you didn't sing over it. But, you know, I could tell it's you from hearing you sing along to the damn album so many times. I'm like, man, it's down so far that you're probably the only one that's ever going to notice. So there you go. And if you've heard me sing, I don't exactly have the greatest singing voice, but, I mean, I turned down enough so that you couldn't hear it. So, anyway, what else? What else do we have going on? I don't know. All the same good stuff as usual. Go to MarsAttacksRadio.com. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. Go to Talking Metal Digital. You can find that via TalkingMetal.com. You could also listen to the Talking Metal digital stream either in the iTunes radio section we've now been added. You could go right there on MarsAttacksRadio.com and find it. Find the player on the right-hand side there. You could also find it on TalkingMetal.com. You could find links to that. Also, you could find... what else? You could find this on Facebook, on Twitter, and so on and so forth. The easiest way of getting there is just going to MarsAttacksRadio.com, and there are links on the right-hand side of the page. Also help us out by going to the various affiliate sites. And if you're going to make a purchase, we're not telling you to go out and buy anything. But if you are, help us out. You know, click on one of the links and just go on through to the store that you're looking for, and it'll, you know, give us a small kickback. So we're not asking you to go out and purchase, you know, a Budokan Les Paul, a Budokan Ace Frehley Les Paul. But if you're going to do it, help us out. We'll get a small part of, you know, that purchase. So anyway, thanks for listening. We're going to leave you with a little TNA, a project that Brian was involved in at some point this year. And essentially what Brian did was play drums on all of the non-classic Dokken tracks. This is the first single, per se, that they released, Slave to the Empire. It's interesting that Dokken also released a track called Empire on their Broken Bones album. So, it's the old Arsenio Hall. Things that make you go, except we don't have CNC Music Factory here. Anyway, this is TNN, and this is the track Slave to the Empire. I did interview George not too long ago. If you listened to that episode, interesting that he brought up the KXN project back then that I guess Blabbermouth didn't get around to posting up until now. Another one of those things that make you go, wasn't my episode that they posted, but they posted news on it. Anyway, enough already. Thanks for listening. This is TNN with Slave to the Empire. And see you next time right here on the Mars Attacks podcast. Your every thought into an empty
Thank you for listening to Mars Attacks. To follow the radio show and podcast, like us on Facebook by going to Facebook.com/Mars Attacks Radio. You'll find us on Twitter also. Follow us at Mars Aries 2005. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes or Stitcher, or just go to MarsAttacksRadio.com to download or stream episodes. Or you can just go to the homepage of MarsAttacksRadio.com to find out more about the radio show and podcast. This concludes our show.